Brian Otero spent nearly 2 years in Cook County Jail waiting to go to trial for a burglary. A jury heard his case in July of 2011.
The verdict came back at 6:20 in the evening. Not guilty. And then from there, I was placed in the bullpen.
Otero was put in a small cell just off the front of the courtroom to eventually be brought back into the jail. Now, remember that at this point, there are no charges against him. Yet he's being detained against his will because that's just how we've always done it in Cook County. From the cell behind the courtroom, Otero was brought down to a holding cell filled with other inmates returning to the jail from court, and that's where he was jumped by three men.
They approached me and asked me, "Did you win your case? Are you going home today?" Upon me saying yes, one of them swung at me, and when he swung at me, the other two grabbed me, and it started hitting me all over my body.
Otero says two of his friends were in the same bullpen, and they pulled his attackers off of him, but he had a busted lip and a sprained hand.
To this day, I got a torn ligament in my hand, but I did not seek or ask for no medical attention. I just let it be, because I was just trying to hurry up and get out as fast as I can.
Otero was eventually brought back to his cell to wait. 10 hours after he was acquitted, he was finally released from the jail.
When I walked out the front gate from Division 5 onto the streets, it was 4 o'clock in the morning.
Mr. Otero, when he walks into that trial, is assumed innocent, right? And then he is found innocent. So the system ought to be better prepared to do this.
Mike Cherry is an attorney who is suing Cook County and Sheriff Tom Dart on behalf of Brian Otero and other detainees. Cherry says he thinks the practice of jailing people when they've been found not guilty would offend most Americans' sense of justice. And on top of that, he says it doesn't happen to people with money. It happens mostly to poor people, people who were being held before trial because they couldn't afford to post bond.
Basically, the lawsuit challenges as unconstitutional this process that happened because it denies him his freedom. When he was acquitted, he should have been released.
We're trying to get people out of the jail as quickly as possible for a myriad of reasons, whether it's just general overcrowding issues, potential liability issues, everything.
That's Sheriff Tom Dart. He runs the jail. We talked to him 4 months ago when we first started reporting on this practice. Dart didn't have a solution then, but said,
"I do think that probably in the next few weeks we probably can come up with some things. So if you circle back, in the next couple weeks we could have something on some of them."
I circled back and I circled back again. Weeks turned into months, and so far the grand solution is riding on two personal computers.
Well, this is the Skokie pilot program, so that's what we've been referring it to as.
That's Lieutenant Charles Luna. He's standing by two computers in the basement of the courthouse in north suburban Skokie. Cook County has one jail, but a number of courthouses. So every morning, buses leave the jail at 26th and California on the city's southwest side, filled with detainees who have hearings at courthouses around the county. In Skokie, a bus from the jail drives into a secure garage in the basement. The detainees are nearly silent as they file two by two, handcuffed together, off the bus and past an officer who checks them in.
Morning. Better get your IDs, gentlemen.
The two computers here are the start of a plan to finally digitize some of the paperwork in the jail. And a spokeswoman for Dart says it's possible that this update could potentially, one day, possibly allow people to be immediately released from courtrooms when they're acquitted. But I ask Kelly Jackson, the chief of the civil division for Sheriff Dart, how long that will take.
I couldn't even answer that for you. I have no idea. Skokie's operating right now, but it's the only one of the 17 court facilities that are doing that. There'd be no way to estimate when we'll finish rolling it out everywhere and where our legal department and the state's attorney's office will take us with that. So,
a spokeswoman for Dart says starting this week, they're going to allow people found not guilty to leave from the Skokie courthouse. They still won't be walking right out of the courtroom, but at least they won't have to go back on the bus to the jail at 26 in California. It's a start. But even if the sheriff's office makes the technological leap to the 1990s in all 17 court facilities, the rest of the Cook County court system under Clerk of Courts Dorothy Brown is pretty solidly stuck in the 70s. Here's Lieutenant Luna again.
We're still using carbon paper in the court, so.
That's right. He said carbon paper.
The clerks actually write on a carbon, on the minimuses that are carbon paper. So the duplicates. So in order to transfer the records to the jail, it's actually in triplicate, I believe, because one is kept in the court in the clerk's office, and then two are sent to the jail for our purposes.
And Luna says before he lets an inmate out of the jail, he has to organize and verify the inmate's entire court file, which can be several inches thick with those carbon copies.
At times, it could be like looking for a needle in a haystack.
But all that doesn't do anything to sway attorney Mike Cherry, who is suing Cook County on behalf of Brian Otero, the guy at the beginning of the story who was found not guilty and then taken back into the jail where he was assaulted.
I don't have 1 ounce of pity when a system says, I've got to take advantage of someone because it's too complicated for me to protect the innocent. That's crazy.
10 years ago, Los Angeles County had to pay out $27 million to people held in the jail after they were acquitted. And while it's Sheriff Dart who is detaining people, it's Cook County State's Attorney Anita Alvarez who tells Dart what he needs to do to comply with the Constitution. For 2 weeks, Alvarez's office has failed to provide WBEZ with any explanation as to whether the current practices are constitutional or what her office is doing to ensure Cook County doesn't have to pay out millions in settlements arising from this practice of detaining people after they've been acquitted. Attorney Mike Cherry says he hopes his lawsuit is expensive enough that it finally forces the county to do something. Robert Wildebohr, WBEZ.